Kan lehasi isha, kan lehoitz isha. If you're going to marry a lady from Eretz Yisrael, menasam, you have to check her out first. Make sure that she's kosher before you marry her. But lo yitzu, you married one, and now it's a question, do you have to give her a get or not? And that's going to go to kul to say that menasam, they're kosher. So lehoitz, you have a right to say menasam, they're kosher. Omer Rav Yosef, kol shesi chosai bebovil, whoever talks bovil, the language of bovil, is masi lo yish, you let her marry them for wife. In other words, if they could talk the language, most probably they come from Bavel, and therefore Bavel is Miyuchas. But the Gemara says, the Bavidna today, the Ikar Ramoy, there are trickery people, that they speak Babylonian, even though they don't come from Bavel. So, B'zoy Chashinan, we can't trust the person stand by speaking Bavel, because maybe he's from a different land, he's just speaking this language. Ziri Heviko Mishtamet Mined Rav Yechanan. Ziri always used to run away from Rav Yechanan. Tevi Omalekos Rav Yechanan wanted that Nosabrate, he wanted that Zera should marry his daughter. Now Rav Yechanan was from Eretz Yisrael. So Ziri held that Eretz Yisrael is not Meyuchis. So he didn't want to marry his daughter. He only wanted to get somebody from Bavel. Yoy Mechod, one day, because of Meyuchis, they're going on the street. Motali Ukumo Demai, they came in front of a brook, a flow of water. So Akaved Rav Yechanan Akasvei. Ziri, like the Talmud, picked up his Rebbe, Rabbi Yechanan, on his shoulders. But come Abele, and he carried him over the river, or the water. Omale, so Rabbi Yechanan said back to Ziri, Oreis l'ksheira b'bantin l'ksheirin. Like, you want to tell me my Torah you're learning from me, you hold on a Rebbe, that's good, but my daughter is no good. Like, why don't you want to marry my daughter? My daitcha, so Rabbi Yechanan said, what are you worried about? What's on your mind? Elaine, if you want to tell me it's not like we learned in our Mishnah, that Asorah Yuchsin Olami Bovel, Kahani Levi of Yisraelim and Gusruhi, that all the Yuchs went up to Eretz Yisrael. But I call upon them, they're not all Yuchs in Eretz Yisrael, so Bovel is better. So he said like this, listen, Oto Kahani Levi of Yisrael Kuli Sliki, did all the Kahani Levi of Yisrael go out of Bovel and go to Eretz Yisrael? No, there was some Kahani left over in Bovel. The same way Kahanim and Yisroel were left over in Bavel, they were also left over Psunim in Bavel. So it's not so posher that everybody in Bavel is kosher. So why you don't know who to get married to? You might as well get married to my daughter already. So Mura says no, because Ishtemitzai Hodi Yom Reb Loza. He forgot what Reb Loza said. That what? That Reb Lezer said that Le'ola Ezra Mibovel, Ezra did not leave Bovel at Shoso Kisolos Nekia, until he made it like a pure flower. That means even though maybe some were left over in Bovel, but he told everybody exactly all the psulim, all the mamzerim were known, all the shkurui, asufi, everybody that was posted was known to everybody. So therefore, even though they were left over in Bovel, but everybody knew who they were, so therefore Bovel is still more of a yichus than Eretz Yisrael. Fiola. Yeah. Ula ikloy le Pumbedisa. Ula went to Pumbedisa, levei Rav Yehuda, to Rav Yehuda's house. Chazir Rav Yitzchak Brei, he saw the way his son, Rav Yitzchak Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda's son, Rav Yitzchak, the god of Lenossi, was older and he wasn't married yet. So Amalei, so Ula said to Rav Yehuda, to the father, my time aloy komantzav leimar, is this all a Brei? How come you're not marrying off your son? Why don't you get him a wife? Omalei, so Yehuda said back to him, "Mi yadina meheich insav? I don't know where to get a wife from. I don't know where miyuchasik a mishpacher is." Omalei, he said to him, "Also anan mi yadina meheich kasinon? Do we ourselves know where we come from? We also have a doubt. So pshat is you have to go bosa chazaka. If you don't have any sveikas, you can marry them." Because he said, "Like Dilma, maybe mehanech tesir. Maybe we also come from mamzerim." But the pasuk says, "Noshem betzien anu besulois biara Yehuda." The Mashmah and Noshim also weren't so kosher there. The Chitim, maybe you tell me, no, there the Pshat is, Oyve Kechovim, the Yevet Abba Bas Yisrael, of La Kosher. Maybe there, just what happened was, the Bas Yisrael lived with a guy. But I call upon him, the kid is still kosher, it's not a mamzer. So Mura says, no, Vedilma, maybe still, Mehanech, maybe you came from a different Mishpacha. Tichsiv, another Pasuk says, Namus, Ha Shoichvim Al Mitoy Shein, Usruchim al arisoysam. They did not nice things by their bed. What does that mean? V'yomu Rav Yosi bar Chanina. Elu b'nei yodni za people ha mishtaninim mayim afnei mikrasei marumim. That when they're naked, undressed, they make the matel mei raglaim in front of their bed. O megadev bo, and they curse Hashem. No. O megadev bo rabavura. Rabavura said back, is that the pshat over here? Yochi, if so. Hainu, they said, that's what the pasuk says. There should be a going to Golis like. So the question is, Mishum de Meshtaninim Mayim Befnei Mitesayim Arumim, just because they were Matal Meiraglayim in front of their bed when they were naked, is Yiglu Beresh Gom, they should be sent out to the big Golis? What's so bad about that? Elo, therefore, Rabbi Avuah learns this the Pshat in the Pasuk. Elo, Omer Rabbi Avuah, Elo Bnei Adam She'oichlin V'shoisim Zem Zeh. These were families, different couples, that ate and drank together. Umad Debikin Mitesayim Zu Bezu. And they attached their beds one to another. And they gave their wives one to another. So the kids said they had znus that of ervas. They live with another ashes for somebody else's wife, and therefore the kids will be mamzerim now. And the beds were full of shichvazer from a different husband. So that was the pshat here. That's why they wanted to go this. But I call upon him, it's possible that there were mamzerim around. So if so, like some you just said, like, so he answered back to him, listen, we don't know our own yichus. So he said back to him, okay, so, but omalei, hechi neves, some you just said, but what should I do then? How should I find the shidduch for my daughter? What should I do? Who should I look for? Omalei, so he told him back to you, said it like this. Ula said back to him, zil basa shtikusa, go find a nice, calm mishpacha. If they don't argue, they don't fight there, that's a sim in their kosher. Ki hai debotki b'nei marova, that Netzirot used to check out. Kimintzu Beitrem, when two people argue about the daughter together, Chozi Hain Minayu the Kodim Shosik. They would see which one stopped fighting first, which one kept quiet first. Amri, they would say then, Hain Miyuchas Tvei. That person is more Miyuchas. In other words, if you have a Shemetz Psul in you, Sarashi explains that since other people like us were Merachim, you threw you away, you become to hate them, and therefore you become to argue a lot. So the person argues a lot, it's a right that he's apostle. Right? Omar Rav Sev Shtikusa de Bovel, Hainu Yichusa. That people that keep quiet more, that's the Yichush, you know more, the Kosher Mishpacha. Ain't it's not that way. Voikloi Rav. Rav went up. Ubodakbu, and he checked them out. So when he went, he still checked out the Mishpachas. So my love wasn't it, the Yichusa, that he checked out to find the Yichus. He didn't just look if they keep quiet or not. But he went to see what the Yichus is, and where it says, lo, Vishtikusa, that he checked out, like we just said, to see who's more calm, who argues less. Heichi kamalu, hochi kam, this is what he said to them. Bodku, go check them out. Ishaski, ilo ishaski, go check them out to see if they keep quiet or not. That's how we found the Mishpacha, that's a Yichus. Omarav Yudom Arav. Im royis shnei bnei yodim. If you see two people, shemetagrim zeh bzeh, that are arguing together, you should know shemetz psul yesh biyachad mehem. One of these two are apostle. And that's why he's arguing so much. V'yemenichin oisom livdak echad b'chaveroi. And they don't let them like live happily one to another. So that's why they argue. That's why they're arguing. Omer Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Im royis shtei mishpachos hamizgaris zubizug, you see two families arguing, you should know again, shemes psul yesh biachas mehin, one of them has a shemes psul. V'yemenicha nois ledovik mechaverta, and therefore don't like one, you're not intermarrying the other mishpacha. Omer Rapapa, Saba, the old Rapapa, Mishmei derav, Bovel Berea. Bovel, people are healthy, means that they're miyuchesis, they're clean. Meishon Misa, people living in Mishon are death, means Rashi says mamzerim gemurim kulam. They're all mamzerim there. It's like misa legayat yichus yichus. Modai, people living in modai chayla, they're sick. That means that most of them are kosher, but a few of them are psulim. Elam goisesin. That means like they're dying away. That means Rashi says rubem psulim. Most of them are posel. Oma ben chayim legayisim. What's the difference between a sick person or a person that's about to die? Roiv chayim lechayim. Some, if they're sick, they must probably be alive. They'll get healed up. They'll live. But right, goisus in the misa, most people that are goisus will die. Now the Gemara says, ad heichani bubble. Until how long, one of the boundaries of bubble, negate yichus yichus. Now we just learned that people living in bubble have yichus to them, you can marry them. Until how far are the boundaries of bubble? So Rav says, ad nahor azik. Until this river of azik. Ushmul ama ad nahor yoni. And, yeah. Now, le'ele b'diglas ad heicha, above diglas, how far does Bava go there? Rav ma'ad digda, the Avna, to these cities. Mushkini is not part of Bavel. No, somebody living in Mushkini is like Goyla, means like Bavel, because Yuchsin, it is like Bavel. El rather say, Shmuel meant to say, that Ad Mushkini, you Mushkini Bechalal. Mushkini is also part of Hilchas Bavel. Now, the Tachas, Bediglis, underneath Diglis, how far Ad Hechen, how far does it go? Of Rav Shmuel Ad Af Maya. Titoi, at the bottom Af Maya. Because really, Tarti Af Maya heaven, there were two Af Mayas. Chodi Elisa, one was above, Vichodi Tisaisa, one was on bottom. Chodi Ksheira, Vichodi Psula, one city was kosher, one had Psula in the Mamzerim there. Ubechad Lechodi Parsa, there was a Parsa in between the two cities. The Kolkafti Yahadodi, the very makpid not to mingle in between, like the kosher, did not want to have anything to do with the city that was possible, and therefore the Afilu Nurul and Mushli Adodi, they did not even lend a match, a fire, they did not lend one to the other. What's the simon here? The Psuta Hodi Mishtino Mishnis. That the city that spoke the language of Mishnis, that's the one that's possible. Now, Liel the Pras, above, Liel the Pras, the city is above Pras. Ad hech, how far does it go? Rav Oma ad Akro de Tulfkini. Hushmul Oma ad Gishro de Vepras. Rav Yechon Oma ad Mavarto to Gizmo, to this bridge. So Mora says, Layet Abaya, Abaya cursed, Vitem Rav Yosef ad Rav, on Rav Shita. Because Rav went too far, was Moisef too much into Bavel. So Mora Sakashiv, so ad Rav Layet ad Shmuel Layet. He was only angry at Rav and not on Shmuel. The Chur Shmuel even says further. So for sure he should have been angry at Shmuel. So Mura says true, and Eliyat ad Rav, of course, not Shmuel. He was angry at both of them. For your boy, you say, when the other Torah says no, Le'yolam really ad Rav light. He was only angry at what Rav said. But ad Shmuel light. He was not angry at what Shmuel said. Even though Shmuel says, Rashi ad Chiyomer Shmuel le'milsei poiches hoya. He was saying less than Rav. For Le'yma, he didn't add on to it. Why? Because the Gishra, the Vei Pras, that he's so heavy. Really, it was way below.